Welcome to the Portuguese Blog Podcast, brought to you by Transparent.com. Hi, I'm Rachel from the Portuguese Blog. Today, we're going to talk about haggling and shopping.
Quanto é a pulseira? Posso ver os brincos? Quanto custam? 50 reais? Obrigado, mas não gostei. E o anel? Quanto tá? Não quero nada, valeu. Bom, levo a pulseira por 5 reais. Tem uma sacola? É um presente.
Let's break it down piece by piece.
Quanto é a pulseira?
First of all, it's important to remember that you can't haggle just anywhere when you go to Brazil. It's better to do it somewhere at a fair, a public market, somewhere where there aren't necessarily price tags on the items. And a good example of that is the hippie fair in Rio de Janeiro. Sometimes, if you pretend not to want anything after you've found out some of the prices, they'll lower them for you. So, on to the first one. How much is the bracelet? Pulseira is bracelet, and a good way to remember that is by thinking of taking your pulse, pulseira, on your wrist. Quanto é is one way to ask how much something costs. It literally translates to how much is it?
Posso ver os brincos? Quanto custam?
This means, can I see the earrings? How much do they cost? Quanto custa means how much does it cost? And when the subject is plural, it becomes custam. Poder ver means to be able to see. So when you want to ask to see something, you can say posso ver in the first person present tense. Brincos are earrings. The term or verb brincar, though unrelated, means to play. So it's fun to associate earrings as something that plays on your ears.
50 reais? Obrigado, mas não gostei.
Here, the speaker says, 50 reais? Thank you, but I don't like them. In Portuguese, 50 is 50. After the accent rules changed, the U no longer has an umlaut on top. The real is used as currency in Brazil, but when you pluralize a noun that ends in AL, it becomes AIS in the plural. Reais. Even though we use the past simple tense here with gostar, we express a present sentiment, I don't like them. Don't forget that when a male says thank you, it's obrigado, and when a woman says it, it's obrigada.
E o anel, quanto tá?
Next, this means, what about the ring? How much is that? With a simple and, e, we mean, what about? Anel, a masculine noun, is ring. Quanto tá, short for está, is a slangy way to ask about the price.
Não quero nada. Valeu.
The speaker says, I don't want anything, thanks. To say anything, in this case, we use nada, which literally means nothing. The first person present of querer, to want, is quero. This is the grammatically correct way to say it, but the slangy version would be quero nada não, by inverting the order. Valeu is a slangy way to say thanks, though mostly young people use it.
Bom, levo a pulseira por 5 reais.
This means, all right, I'll take the bracelet for 5 reais. When we start a sentence with bom, it means all right or okay. Levar means to take, so here we conjugate it in the present simple tense. The difference between por and para is very tricky, but in this case we are referring to a price that we're going to pay, so we use por.
Tem uma sacola? É presente.
Finally, this means, do you have a bag? It's a gift. Sacola refers to a plastic bag, the type you get at a store or supermarket when you buy something. Note that you don't have to use você, you, before tem. It is understood as part of the conjugation. Gift is presente. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for the next one.